When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dark Horse takes a stand on AI art. DC All-In creative teams revealed. Black Hammer is back Hammer. This is Comic Book Club News for July 19, 2024. While every industry continues to grapple with the deleterious effects of artificial intelligence, one comic book company is taking a firm stand. Dark Horse Comics released a statement online and are firmly against the use of the technology. Here's Dark Horse's statement, which was posted on their social media channels, quote, Dark Horse Comics was originally founded to establish an ideal publishing atmosphere for creative professionals, and maintains this focus on supporting independent creators to this day. As such, Dark Horse does not support the use of AI-generated material in the works that we publish. Our contracts include language stating that the creator agrees that the work will not consist of any material generated by computer artificial intelligence programs. Dark Horse is committed to supporting human creative professionals with our business. This is great news, and kudos to Dark Horse for taking a stand. Here's hoping other publishers follow suit. A day after DC posted a live stream announcing their plans for a new initiative titled All In that will launch two distinct but tied together comic book universes, we now know a lot more about the creative teams behind those efforts. While both universes will begin in the October 2 debuting one-shot DC All-In special, the new universe is called the Absolute Universe, and that will more officially begin the week after with Absolute Batman, written by Scott Snyder with art by Nick Dragota. Then Absolute Wonder Woman will debut 2 weeks after that by Kelly Thompson and Hayden Sherman. And in November, Absolute Superman will premiere, written by Jason Aaron with art by Rafa Sandoval. Each of the titles plugs new takes on the classic characters in a dark world where there's no Fortress of Solitude, no Themyscira, and worst of all, no butlers. While the Ultimate-style Absolute Universe is the big draw, the mainline DC Universe will also have new creative teams and new reader-friendly directions. Also announced this week are Tom Taylor and Mikel Janin on Detective Comics, while Mark Waid and Clayton Henry take over Action Comics, and Chris Condon and Montos take over Green Arrow. Meanwhile, Chip Zdarsky will stay on Batman, Joshua Williamson holds steady on Superman, and Tom King and Daniel Semperé seemingly completely ignore the whole thing by continuing their sovereign storyline in Wonder Woman, at least in October. There's plenty more to come from DC All In as we head towards San Diego Comic-Con. Despite releasing a miniseries titled Black Hammer: The End, Jeff Lemire is returning for a new series set in the same universe, titled Black Hammer: Spiral City. Hitting stores in November from Dark Horse Comics, the new series by Lemire and Teddy Christensen is entirely AI-generated, I'm kidding. Actually, the new series finds an entirely new cast of heroes trying to survive in the wreckage left after The End miniseries. Said Lemire via press release, quote, Teaming with one of my all-time favorite artists, Teddy Christensen, I knew this book needed to be special. It's a brand new era for the Black Hammer universe. New stories, new characters, and a whole new direction. Black Hammer: The End was the culmination of the last 8 years of storytelling, and now Black Hammer: Spiral City is truly a new beginning. It's both a great jumping-on point for curious readers, and a bold new direction for longtime fans. You might say Jeff Lemire is all in on this new direction. Black Hammer Horror Spiral City number 1 arrives in comic book shops on November 13, 2024. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And no butlers? Could you imagine? This really is the darkest timeline. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.